Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sarah, Alana and Neve with your 8am Zedlines. The Queensland Greens have proposed a new public holiday starting in 2027, then continuing annually beyond 2032 for the Olympic Games and Paralympic Games. The proposed statewide holiday would celebrate the Games in 2023. The plan is dubbed Games Day and would be a paid day off for Queensland workers on the second last Friday in July each year. Liberal Senator Paul Scar has been vocal in opposition to the statewide day off, saying, "We need every single working day to build the infrastructure ahead of the event."
And a study by the University of Queensland economist Professor John Quiggin suggests $100 million lost each year due to sleep disruption, elevated health risks, reduced quality of life, and depressed land values affected by aircraft noise. Quiggin argues in favour of a nighttime airport curfew between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., similar to one at Sydney's Mascot Airport. According to the report, the curfew would cost the economy approximately $10 million per year and would offer $50 million in potential benefits. Brisbane Airport Corporation has criticised the report's proposal, saying flight caps would drive up airfares, weaken international connections, and threaten future jobs. The corporation says improved flight paths and quieter aircrafts are better solutions. And in national news, six planets will be visible this weekend in a rare celestial spectacle. For the next few days, Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, Mercury, Neptune, and Uranus will appear at the same time in the night sky. Astrophysicist Dr. Megan Argo says we're seeing this alignment because the planets' orbits have brought them into roughly the same area of the sky from our perspective on Earth. Since each planet circles the Sun at a different speed, they constantly shift position against the backdrop of stars. Only occasionally do their paths line up. The best time to view this phenomenon in Australia is just after sunset. However, Mercury is so close to the horizon that it's unlikely to be visible.
In international news, the Middle East has been plunged into war after the US and Israel launched a widespread attack on Iran on the 28th. The Supreme Leader of Iran, the head of the Revolutionary Guard, and other senior leaders were killed in the strikes. In statements, both Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have said that Iran was a danger to their countries and a global threat as a leading sponsor of terrorism. Preliminary figures, according to Al Jazeera, are 201 dead in Iran, at least 9 dead in Israel, and 3 U.S. soldiers killed after strikes across 24 of Iran's 31 provinces. So far, Iran has retaliated with strikes across 8 countries in the region, including Iraq, Jordan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 12.5, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.